Now, yesterday, though, at Marlins Park, Marlins jersey. You had this Soccer X convention. Like everything soccer was going on yesterday. A bunch of stuff was discussed yesterday at Marlins Park. And one of the things that was discussed was this La Liga regular season game, which they're trying to bring here to Hard Rock Stadium. I think it's the end of January, January 26th. It's already scheduled, okay? It's Barcelona and Girona, so we're talking Leo Messi. And let's figure out what we could do here, because I know there's a fan petition that's out there and everything.
Well, it's going to be the first game ever played outside of Europe. Yeah.
Right. That's a big deal. Okay, so Boris Gardner is the CEO of La Liga North America. All right, so we're getting top guy, La Liga North America, joining us here. Boris, good morning. Hey, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us here. So, a layman's perspective, okay? Talk to me here like I don't know anything, Boris, okay? Because I will tell you, I like soccer a lot. I'm thrilled that we got an MLS team that's going to be starting up here. I would love to see Leo Messi running around here at Hard Rock Stadium. What are we looking at here? Potentially with a La Liga game coming at the end of January. Okay, tell me the basics here for someone who doesn't know a ton.
Sure. By the way, I'm really excited about the Miami MLS team as well.
Okay.
I think it's going to be great.
Very good.
So what we're trying to do here is get a Barcelona against Girona official league match. You guys were mentioning it. It's the first time that an official league match will be taken outside of Europe. We want to bring it to Miami, January 26th at the Hard Rock Stadium. It's been controversial, to say the least. A lot of people against it, but we decided that we wanted to launch a petition just to get the voice of the fans heard and understand, you know, beyond the two or three voices that have been very loud in, opposing it. And we're thrilled with the results. We are 15 days into the petition, and we got nearly 40,000 signatures. Definitely Miami fans, South Florida fans want to have a game here. They want to see Leo Messi, as you do. They want to see Luis Suarez. They want to see an actual match being played for 3 points, competitive. So we're excited about it.
I'm kind of a little bit having a personal involvement in this as well, because BeIN Sports, I work for BeIN Sports, and I'm wondering if BeIN is going to be the one actually covering and bringing La Liga to the rest of the networks throughout the globe.
Absolutely. So La Liga has a broadcasting deal with BeIN Sports here in the U.S. and actually on many other countries around the globe. So they will have this match, of course, as part of that deal.
Now, for folks who don't know here, okay, who don't know what goes on in Europe with the great soccer leagues, I mean, even the most casual of soccer fan, Boris, knows La Liga is one of the great leagues in the entire world, right?
Exactly. I'm a bit biased, but I have to say I think it's the best league in the world. You see the current standings. It's very competitive. You have Barcelona leading, Real Madrid, you know, down to the fourth or fifth place. A lot of teams that you probably haven't heard of actually competing for the title. So it's very competitive, and this will be a match that, they will be fighting for those 3 points. So that makes it even more exciting.
You mentioned it's the best league in the world, or arguably so, and that actually creates some tension, I think, with the MLS situation here and why the MLS, from what I understand, may not be as welcoming of this idea of having this game here, because I think they're concerned, perhaps, that maybe it waters down their product if you have guys out there like Messi available to watch in real games that actually count here in this country. What does that mean for the MLS? And then the flip side of that argument is that the more soccer, the better, and that the higher quality that you can introduce to the American audience, the more soccer fans you're going to get, and that's going to help soccer at every level, including the MLS. What do you say to the critics of this?
You actually explained it better than me. Actually, our point is the more soccer that we can get here in the U.S., the better it's going to be for the sport. Actually, we don't feel that this is competitive with the MLS. To the contrary, we want to make sure that people get hooked to the sport. And, you know, this is just one match. I think people sometimes blow it out of proportion. We're trying to win one match. We don't want to move the league here. And with that one match, our hope is that after, you know, people come here to see Messi and Suarez and the rest of the legends that they have, they continue supporting the local clubs.
Now, I'm one who thinks that soccer has a very, very bright future in America. I do think that's the future here, and there's a lot of growth to be had. And I think the more soccer, the better. But I am curious, what do the actual players of La Liga feel about this? Because this creates a situation where they're having to travel overseas, not for a friendly, but they're having to travel overseas during the season for a real game, which has to be taxing.
Absolutely. And I listen, there's a lot of stakeholders involved in this decision. We're not taking it lightly. The players are incredibly important for the game. We don't want to do anything that goes against them. Actually, they're not, you know, being forced to do this. This is voluntary. They don't, you know, if teams wouldn't want to play, they don't have to. And so far, we've been able to schedule this match on that January 26th day, making sure that they have enough time to fly back home on time.
Now, when you say voluntary, you mean that it's voluntary for the team as a whole? Or we're not going to be in a situation where the team's here, but Messi decides to stay
like
home.
Or
are
game,
we
yeah.
like what happens with the friendlies down here?
No. Imagine this. You know, again, in a very competitive league, they absolutely need the 3 points. They're not going to do that and actually risk losing the lead.
Boris, who are the people who are against this game being played here?
Yeah, we heard you're getting a little bit of pushback.
Yeah, let's go. Like, who's against it?
Listen, I think that you have to understand that whenever change is coming, people get, afraid. We've seen Infantino, the president of FIFA, saying that he would oppose the idea of actually taking a domestic league match elsewhere. He's been very vocal about it. The president of the Spanish Soccer Federation has been very vocal about it. We're very clear on the process that we need to follow. We've been following it to the dot. This is not something that we just, you know, woke up one day and decided to do. This has been in the works for a while already, and we're confident that we have all the right arguments to actually get it done.
How about Jorge Mas, David Beckham? Are they against it?
Listen, we've met with Jorge a few weeks ago. We're incredibly excited for the Miami team, as we're saying. I think there's a lot of synergies to be had with the new team, and those are ongoing conversations.
So yeah. FIFA's giving you a little bit of trouble then?
Yeah, they are.
Sounds like somebody's not getting the
yeah, maybe we need to get that $1,000 handshake going somewhere.
Hands,
you know?
A little more.
Yeah, that's where we draw the line.
Boris Garner is the CEO of La Liga North America. They're trying to bring this match, Barcelona-Girona, January 26th, Hard Rock Stadium, which I think would be fantastic. I mean, if this game does happen here, Boris, this is a game that's going to sell out. Like,
it'd
six,
be so huge.
Like 60,000 people we're talking, right?
Absolutely. We have no doubt that this is going to be an incredible show for local Miami fans. Actually, we are expecting people to fly all over the country to watch this match here. I think that the impact that this could have on the local economy would be amazing as well. So we're excited.
So you've clearly spoken with Garfinkel, the president of the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They've been incredibly helpful on all logistics.
Now, how about if this game does go through, you're talking people are going to want to fly over here? Because, I mean, listen, Barcelona, Girona, they have their fans. They want to come, maybe do a little vacation and come see their team play overseas. But how about the folks here in South Florida and Miami? Like, we want the tickets to be readily available to the folks who are here, okay, so that they could see these players for maybe the first time. So how does that work if it all goes through?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, one of our big points is those teams and the league in general have enormous followings in the U.S., in Miami specifically. We've done multiple watch parties for El Clasico here in Miami, and we constantly get 5,000, 7,000 people just to come and watch a game on a screen. They would love to see a game live, and going to Spain to actually do it is expensive. So we're bringing it closer to them. We'll make sure that the local followers actually have the opportunity to go and watch their heroes live.
Good. So when will we know that this is for sure yeah. happening? Like, when are we out of the woods?
Listen, we're operating under the assumption that the game will happen. Again, we're going through a process. Hopefully, you know, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have a clearance. And if not, you know, if it's not January, it'll be September or November. This is a long-term project for us. This is not a make it or break it for one game.
And we could also help you guys out a little bit by signing the petition that you got to go.
Absolutely.
Bring us the match.com.
No, I think it's bring us the match.com.
Bring US.
Bring us the game.
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, is it bringusthematch.com or bringusthegame.com?
Bringusthegame.com.
Okay, bringusthegame.com. And so you already have 40,000 signatures on this petition. Who do you then show the petition to? Like, who sees this?
No, this is just another talking point. Again, when we get some of the people pushback saying that nobody wants this, well, actually 40,000 people want it.
Okay, very good. All right, so bringusthegame.com and folks can go there. They can check it out because we all want this game here, Boris.
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent job, Boris. Keep us updated, all right? Let us know when this passes, and then we'll be ready for our tickets for the game, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Boris. That's Boris Gardner right there. He's the CEO of La Liga North America.